so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week, right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, back in the studio after a little bit of a hiatus. Bunch of visitors come to see us, a little trip off the island, the fur ball, and other items, lip sync. Thanks, everybody out there, for supporting the lip sync battle right here on the Voice of Vashon, and also supporting the fur ball and supporting the Dove Project, which have a huge, huge effort going on this month. It is pretty astounding to live on this island with all these terrific not-for-profit organizations, and especially with all the people who support everybody. So thanks for that. It's October, and the birthstones for October are opal and tourmaline, both of which, it's your geologist's report for the day. They radiate a variety of colors, and it's kind of like the leaves out there these days. And so you would expect a show about colors, but instead I got a show about music from a wide variety of musicians who were all born in October. We're going to have some blues, a little fire-trimmed tinged tunes, and some oldies, and the color metaphor just kind of drained just out. Oh well. Let's start back in the 60s with a couple of really, really optimistic and positive songs, leading off with Earth, Wind, and Fire and Fantasy. Post and his song. It's kind of a mashup between the song was called Reach Out Together. It's kind of a mashup of Get Together, which was recorded by the Youngbloods, written by Jesse Colin Young, and Reach Out of the Darkness, which was recorded by Jim back in 1968. A very different time in terms of how people felt about getting together. A little weird. I wish more people felt that way today that Jim did then. He kicked around the Midwest, especially Chicago, and he hung around with some other folk-esque singer-songwriters like John Prine and Steve Goodman and Fred Holstein and Bonnie Kulick. And in the 90s and 2000s, he performed Mark Twain, a kind of a one-man show like Hal Holbrook did. And then before Jim, we heard Earth, Wind, and Fire with Fantasy, a single that they released back in 1978. It's made it onto a whole bunch of different greatest hits albums. It's the first time that I've played Earth, Wind, and Fire on Boogie Back, and that's because I didn't know that Andrew Wolfolk, one of the sax players in the band, was born in Texas. He also played on another bunch of other artists' albums, including two of Philip Bailey's, one of which was a Grammy nominee, and the other one won a Grammy. So you're listening to Texas musicians who were born in the month of October. And I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening. Well, we're in the Wayback Machine and in a positive mood. I thought we should probably continue that with some positive love songs, which happen more so to have negative love songs, but these are positive ones. And we're going to lead off with B.W. Stevenson in My Maria.
Singer, songwriter, and lead singer of the acclaimed group, the Dixie Chicks. Please welcome Natalie Maines.
Thank you.
She's got a way. But he knows that he can't live without her. She's got a way of pleasing. Oh, I don't know what it is, but there doesn't have to be reason anyway. She's got a smile that heals him. Don't know. But he has to laugh and she reveals him. She's got a way of talking. Oh, don't know why it is, but it lifts him up when they are walking anyway. She comes to him when he's feeling down. Without a sound, she touches him, and he gets turned around. Oh, she's got a way of showing how he makes her feel, and he finds the strength to keep on going. She's got a light around her, comes to him when he's feeling down, inspires him without a sound. She touches him and he gets turned around. Oh, she's got a smile that heals him. Oh, we don't know why it is, but he has to laugh when she reveals it. But he knows that he can't live without her anyway.
Please welcome Farm Aid co-founder. That was Natalie Maines with She's Got a Way, which is a Billy Joel song recorded live by Natalie at the Library of Congress Gershwin Prize Ceremony for Billy Joel. And obviously, that was a very different kind of song than you usually hear from Natalie Maines and her usual work with the Chicks. And by the way, I just cannot find who played Dobro on there, but he did a very fine job. As regular listeners to Boogie Back know, Natalie is from Lubbock, and she's the daughter of uber-talented Lloyd Maines, who's played with virtually every musician in Texas. Produced a whole bunch of albums as well. Natalie went to Berklee College of Music and was recruited to join the then Dixie Chicks, after which they earned 10 Country Music Association Awards and 13 Grammys between 1998 and 2007. Natalie released a solo album called Mother in 2013 that, frankly, I thought was a little flat. I was thinking about playing a song or two from that, and I just didn't find one that I liked. The Chicks' most recent album was Gaslighter, and that was released in July of 2020, and that's pretty good. Before Natalie, we heard B.W. Stevenson, also known as Buckwheat. B.W. stands for Buckwheat, and My Maria. He went to Adamson High School in Dallas with musicians that you've heard on this show, including Michael Martin Murphy, Ray Wiley Hubbard, and Larry Grocci. My Maria was his biggest hit, reached number 9, and unfortunately, B.W. died at age 38 following some heart valve surgery, and he developed a staph infection, and that took him down. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing some songs by Texas musicians who just happened to be born in October. Thanks for listening.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay warm during these cold winter months at psc.com/lower.
This portion of VOV programming is supported by the Mostly True Vashon Tours. Based on the popular Mostly True history book series, these tours offer a lighthearted history of our islands and show you where historical events actually happened. Along the way, you'll experience local foods, spirits, and recreation. For more information and tickets, visit vashontours.com.
Thanks to those folks, and thanks to all of you who are and have been and will be supporters of The Voice of Vashon. Well, we're going to move from optimism and positive love songs to sadness and the blues with two iconic Houston blues women in the midst of breaking up a relationship. We're going to lead off with Victoria Spivey, joined by Lonnie Johnson and Idle Hours.
Since you hit this town, help me do anything I say.
Well, you see, I'm deaf, dumb, and blind, and you're trying to put me in my grave.
You're no good to me in your grave. You're blind and you say you cannot see. You're no good to me in your grave, and you're blind and say you cannot see. But if you mess up with my money, baby, I'm gonna put you where you ought to be. I'll give you my money, wash and scrub your clothes, open a clothes account so you can buy some pretty clothes.
You can keep your money, I'll keep my dirty clothes. Keep on wearing my secondhand clothes, because I'm tired, tired as I can be.
Dumb, and your mind is weak. You say you're deaf and dumb. You say your mind is weak. But if you mess up with my money, baby, yes, I'm gonna make you plainly speak.
Stay this way, hey.
Diana Greenleaf, and I Got a Notion to Leave from her album Trying to Hold On, came out in 2011. Two Dallas-based guitar players were on that album with Una, and one of them was Anson Funderburg, and the other was Smokin' Joe Kubik. Sounded more like Anson to me than Smokin' Joe, but I'm not sure which. As I said at the top, Una was born in Houston, and in addition to touring and recording, she was the first woman president of the Houston Blues Society. She was a backing vocalist for Pine Top Perkins for his Grammy-winning album, and she also won a bunch of blues awards, including the coveted Coco Taylor Award. Before Una, we heard another iconic blues woman, Victoria Spivey, and song Idle Hours. She was joined by Lonnie Johnson, a blues singer and guitarist who also toured with Bessie Smith in the late 20s and early 30s, and he later became known as a jazz guitarist, as well as doing a little R&B. Much later, 1961, in fact, he and Victoria teamed up again for Idle Hours, and Victoria had a 40-plus year career from the mid-20s to the mid-60s. She worked with a whole bunch of different folks, from Louis Armstrong to Bob Dylan, and earlier in her career with Blind Lemon Jefferson. She worked in musical films and stage shows. She retired for a decade from, I think, 51 to 61, and then she and Lonnie got back together. She launched her own label then as well. Pretty good businesswoman. We're going to hear one more breakup song, but from a somewhat different genre. Here is Usher with Burn.
But I understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now than hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. Been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think you're gonna change. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. But there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should
let it burn. But you know that it's over.
Let it burn. Gonna send the pages I ain't supposed to. Got somebody here, but I want you. Cause the feeling ain't the same. Find myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? Now, my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's the way I feel. I know I made a mistake. Now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days, umpteen hours. I'ma be burning till you return. Down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. Cause one side of me telling me that I need to move on. The other side, I wanna break down and cry. Yeah. Can you feel me burning? So many days, so many hours, I'm still burning to you.
When the feeling ain't the same in your body, don't want you. Gotta let it go.
Yeah, that was Usher with Burn. That came from his 2004 album Confessions. And he was born in Dallas. He moved to Tennessee and then as a kid and then on to Atlanta, where he kind of, I think he's hung out in Atlanta since then. He released his first album in 1994, his second one in 1997. That really turned up. And then the album Confessions made him one of the best-selling musical artists of the 2000s decade, with four consecutive number one singles from that album, including Burn. Got a whole bunch of awards, and he owns a record label, and he's a dancer, and he's an actor. He's a pretty busy guy. You are listening to Songs from Texas Musicians, who happen to be born in October, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. I appreciate your listening in. We're going to continue with some more blues, but kind of in style, but not so much in message. In fact, these next two songs are really about more positive love again. So get your dancing shoes on. So we're going to lead off with Duke Rolgebard and Love Slipped In.
Thank you. it down. I'm your Iceman, lady. You always know when I'm around. I just left the owner, Texas, to heat the cold and play the town. I'm gonna play this on guitar in the lights and fire with my eyes. I'm gonna play this on guitar, light some fire with my eyes. It sounds good to me. You know I just might play it twice.
Albert Collins, the master of the Telecaster, live at Montrose in 1992, just a year before he died. That song was somewhat autobiographical, I guess, because he said that he was born in Leona, Texas, and he was, and he was called the Iceman as well. Albert's cousin, Lightnin' Hopkins, introduced him to the guitar. Not a bad initial mentor on your guitar. Albert had kind of a weird way to play guitar. He had the strap over his right shoulder. His guitar was tuned to an open F minor chord and with a capo at the 5th, 6th, or 7th fret. And his picking style was pretty unique as well. His thumb, an awful lot on the bass strings, and the other fingers, mainly the index finger, kind of a grasping action that he had. And it's fascinating to watch. He played a whole bunch of bands in and around Houston. He cut his first record in 1965, and then he got a big break when Canned Heat saw him play in Houston and helped Albert get a record deal. And after a few records, a change in labels, he won a Grammy with Robert Cray and Johnny Copeland. He's got quite a sense of humor as well. He did, anyway. Just one example, while he was playing in a club, he was plugged into a really, really long cord, his guitar, and he went outside. He was still playing, and some of the audience started following him outside. He went next door, still playing, bought a candy bar, went back inside the club, and continued to perform. He was in the movie The Adventures of Babysitting, and he was a huge influence on both Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughan. He died of cancer back in 1993. Before Albert Collins, we heard Duke Robillard and Love Slipped In from his 1996 album Duke's Blues, album that is a tribute to his blues idols because he played songs of artists such as Albert Collins and fellow Texan T-Bone Walker, Guitar Slim, and Lil Folsom. Duke was a founder of the band Roomful of Blues, and he also was a guitarist for Robert Gordon. And then he started his own band in 1981. In 1990, he joined joined the Fabulous Thunderbirds when Jimmy Vaughn left that band, and at the same time, he did some solo work and did a brief stint while touring with Dylan's band. Not too shabby a resume. Listen to songs from Texas musicians who were born in the month of October, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking the tunes for you. Thanks for listening. VOV programming support is provided by The Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally. The bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at The Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find them on the web at VashonLab.com.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, next we are going to switch some gears a little bit, maybe a lot. But that's okay. That's what we do around here. And we're going to start off with a set of jazzy saxophones from two masters. We're going to lead off with Buddy Banks and Name It and Claim It.
Thank you.
Curtis Hamey and Summertime live in 1962. Dupree Bolton was on trumpet, Dolo Coker on piano, Holland Crawford on guitar, Vicar Gaskin on bass, and Rollo Sico on drums. And man, I like that. In the mid-60s, Curtis spent probably 3 years as musical director of the Ray Charles Orchestra, together with his wife, Mary Clayton. Yeah, the same Mary Clayton who did a little duet with Mick Jagger on Give Me Shelter. And the story goes on that the Stones really wanted Bonnie Bramlett to sing that part, but her husband, Delaney, refused to let her perform with the Stones. And according to Mick, they called Mary just randomly in the middle of the night. She showed up in curlers and provided her parts in just a few takes while she was pregnant, although later she unfortunately lost the child. Curtis did a whole bunch of session work himself, including on the Doors song Touch Me. He was on Carole King's Tapestry. He was on Lou Rawls' first album and a whole bunch of others. Leading off that set, we heard Buddy Banks and Name It and Claim It from the 2003 album Honkin' the Boogie. It's a compilation album of sax players from the 40s and 50s. Buddy also was born in Dallas, and he moved to L.A. He played in a bunch of different bands out there and formed his own band in the mid-40s. And starting in 1950 or so, he changed away from the saxophone and started playing the piano and stayed with that pretty much for the rest of his career. So you're listening to a wide variety of music from Texas musicians who were born in October right here on Boogie Back to Texas. And I threw in that little jazz and a little bit of saxophone to take a break from all the guitars that we were hearing. And even though I'm a guitar guy, even I can need a break from that. And so we did. So I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, and I appreciate you listening in. So we're going to go out the door with a whole bunch of guitars, including quite a trio. Stevie Ray Vaughan, B.B. King, and Albert Collins together. Of course, Stevie Ray and Albert were both born in Texas in October. Here they are, joined together live on April 22nd, 1988, in New Orleans at the Jazz Festival. Here they are with Texas Flood.
Now we're going down, Mr. B.B. King. Texas.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, B.B. King, and Albert Collins on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.